This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's live radio, and sometimes you have things that are planned, and sometimes things pop up. The press conference the president is going to conduct with the Japanese prime minister, our guy Major Garrett, thought it might be a little bit later. Now it seems like it might be sooner, so Major's got to anchor this for CBS News. So, again, very questionable decision by Major, right, Dave? I mean...
Well, I don't think there's any question about it at all. He's failed the Chad Hartman show once again.
Yeah. Probably getting, what do you think he's getting from CBS? About $25 million a year? And we're paying him zero.
Assuming $25 an hour.
Yeah. Yeah, do you mean $25 million that he's getting from CBS? Or the abuse he gets on this show when he picked the $25 million? It's sad. I think there's only one thing to do. I think it's time to make an emergency phone call to the Am I Wrong Committee. The Am I Wrong Committee, and see if they're willing to move from their traditional spot. You know, a spot like CBS and the Masters.
Yeah.
A tradition unlike any other. 2:35 is when... people gather around the world. They adjust to 2:35 Central, and they listen for Am I Wrong. Is it possible the Am I Wrong Committee is willing to move to 1:10?
I spoke to the committee a little while ago. We had a conference call because I knew things were in flux with Matthew Collard moving up with due to Major schedule and this whole press conference thing. When's it going to happen? Nobody ever really knows when a presidential press conference is actually going to start. And I'll tell you what, committee, flexible as always.
Wow. Givers.
It's that time of the week where we get to hear these special few words from Chad Hartman.
Is that disruptive? It's going to be over quickly?
No. Not those words. Chad will use those later. I meant these ones.
God, Dave, you're right. You're so right, Dave. You're amazing.
Yeah, those are the ones. Let's play Am I Wrong?
Let's go. I'm excited.
We're going to start with something that we argued about, debated a little bit, I shamed you for earlier this week. When on Tuesday, Mr. California was back in town here.
I was here.
And you told me that that morning you indulged, even though you pledged not to for 2 months.
Yeah.
You indulged in a hot chocolate.
Can I break some other news to you?
Oh, no. You haven't hit the Pepsi now, have you?
I had a Pepsi the other
day. Oh, Chad. I know. When did you have that Pepsi?
In California.
Okay.
In California. So I could say for 2 months I won't have one in Minnesota, but... kind of easier to pull that one off. You know, I was going to, And I'm sort of to dominate, am I wrong here? I was going to have just one, but then we went to the grocery store, paid $5,000 for eggs, and the mini pack of Pepsi was just staring at me.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Psst. Psst. Psst.
Chad.
And then it was waving its finger at me.
Chad.
Exactly. Does a mini Pepsi count?
Well, it does, but I do have good news for you on that front.
Oh, okay.
Very
Let's
good
go.
News. Because you also told me that you indulged yep. in a hot chocolate at the airport while
yeah, I did.
Waiting for your flight back to L.A. and Well, not L.A., but the California area on Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And so I brought this to the committee.
What willpower.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. What willpower, I think, is what you mean to say. I brought this to committee because I had my own. I have my own theory,
yeah.
and the committee
yes.
voted, and we came up to with this way to look at it. I guess when it comes to eating or drinking things that perhaps aren't a little healthy, but you're doing it while traveling or while you're enjoying a vacation. And for all those dieters, I also have good news for everyone out there. When it comes to eating and drinking while traveling, while you are in the actual act of traveling, meaning waiting at the airport, on a plane, or perhaps in the car on a road trip, anything you consume, those are free calories. They do not count at all. Anything you consume while on vacation, once you have reached your destination and are in place, those calories only count for half.
Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
There it is. There it is.
I mean, I think even John Goodman is like, what the hell are you talking about?
That makes sense to me. Committee voted,
John. I'm all for it. Does that count the entire time I'm out here then?
Yes.
Because I'm still working.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so Katie bar the door?
That mini can of Pepsi is now a mini can when it comes to the calorie
count. Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. How about some of the guac I had just at the top of the hour?
Well, that's avocado. That's good fats.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, this is this thing they have in Palm Springs where every Thursday, I was telling you during the all year round. Now, in when it's 190 degrees in the summer, they do it like 7 to 10. But there's all sorts of food set up where you can buy great international cosmopolitan cross-section and jewelry and shirts and musicians. It's fun. I think that's kind of what Jacob Fry is hoping for Nicollet Mall. I think you're right. I poo-pooed it, but let's be honest. If you go on vacation, a traditional vacation, not like what I'm doing here, but if you go to a traditional vacation and you're going, well, I got to count my calories the whole time. You know, I have to get my steps in the whole time. I have to check my Fitbit the entire time. You got to lighten up. You're on the vacation to have fun. Just push things aside a little bit, right?
Yes.
You can't cause, you know, and neither one of us is saying just give up on your health and don't care and just get a shot occasionally. But you got to live, man. Let's be honest. If you can't have a mini Pepsi, what's the point of living?
Exactly right. You got to have the mini Pepsi if you're normally a very active person. And you know what? You're on vacation and you want to sit on the beach sipping daiquiris, go for it. Enjoy the day.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Of course.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, the committee nailed it once again.
Let's pause here.
Oh, okay.
Nope,
we can do that.
Let's pause. On time. Clock Management Clinic.
Not used to that.
More of Am I Wrong. By the way, you can push back at all of the Am I Wrong comments, my comments, Dave's comments. You can do it multiple ways right here. You can send a text, 651-461-9226. You can comment on the Twitter machine, @Dave_Harrigan, @ChadHartmanShow. Shaletta next. We're going to get into how you're going to watch the Super Bowl at some point. And I don't know, what are our odds on Major and Trump? What's your guess?
I'm still hopeful. I'm going to say 68% Major will be with us at some point in the 2 p.m. hour.
I'm going 32% because I'm thinking Don is going to push this off, and then he might go for an hour and 47 minutes.
Oh, there's that too.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right in the middle of Am I Wrong with Dave Harrigan. We thought we had major set. I'm going to blame the Japanese Prime Minister, Dave. Let's go after. I apologize. I don't know his name right now, but he's costing us Major Garrett. That's my concern. Although, look, they're just walking in to... Which beautiful stateroom are they in right now?
They're in one of them. It's got the curtains. Good curtains.
They're in one with excellent curtains. You know what they could use in this room? Some Bella windows. I could use some Bella windows in there right now.
Don, just say Bella.
Yeah. Oh, he's willing to. Oh, we got the big document with the big Don Trump signature and picture. Oh, my God.
That's delightful.
Ooh, it's really glossy. Happening.
It's an 8x10 glossy.
He's giving him, and then he's giving him a Trump book.
Art of the deal?
Oh, no, he's giving him the book with...
Oh, gosh, on the cover, it's him putting the fist up after he was shot, I think.
Yes. Yes. I'll say again.
That made on Shutterfly?
Do you think we still know enough about what happened that day when he came within half inch of being murdered?
It would be good to know a little bit more about the background of the shooter, but I mean, it certainly seems like there wasn't a whole lot to tell.
How is it possible we don't have more information about that? That is stunning to me. He's the president. He was the former president. He was the leading candidate to be president. There's still numerous questions that weren't answered. But, yeah, I guess now at the start of any press conference with any leader, you get a picture of the president and the big sign. I mean, it's almost like when you're at an autograph event, you know, like for Super Bowl week. Hey, here's Barry Sanders. He signs it. And I think you get that from Donald. All right, what do you have?
Thank you for letting the committee speak again. Ever since cancel culture really took over this country, you know, it seems like whether it's the woke mob, the MAGA mob, anybody can be canceled, almost anybody. There's a couple that we've mentioned many times that are seemingly uncancelable, Charles Barkley being one.
Yeah.
Man, we were just talking about Donald Trump clearly being another. I think we now officially have a third to add to the club.
Mm.
And I say this because this man has proven to be a serial killer. Not a serial killer of human beings, but a serial killer of NBA franchises. They see his talent. They see his good looks, nice smile. And they say, hey, come on. Hey, let's go for a ride. I'll hop in the car. This will be great. This will be good fun. And a year or two down the road, lives are ruined. Things are in shambles.
That's true.
And after seeing 2 years and $121 million to Jimmy Butler now of the Golden State Warriors. He is officially the third member of the uncancelable club of America.
Am I wrong?
It's amazing. He, let's just go Chicago when they draft him. 30th pick, and maybe he's going to be a guy coming off the bench, and he turns into a star. But when Freddie Hoiberg came there, and Dwayne Wade came there, Jimmy was just a complete jackass. Here, remember the press conference? Remember when he gave out his home phone number?
Yes.
His cell phone number?
Yeah, his burner phone.
Call me.
Whatever.
You know, right there. And then we know, you know, that's Tibbs' biggest mistake is when the season ended, Jimmy wanted the money. They weren't allowed to give him the money at that time. Minor point. Okay. It was like, just wait. League rules will give you the money whenever. And Butler actually went quietly this time, Dave, to Tibbs and said, trade me. Tibbs felt all along he convince him. How'd that work out? That didn't work out well.
Wasn't great.
And then another long story I just read this morning about just how awful he was in Miami. And then he gets rewarded. You're exactly right. He has a player option for $52 million next year. Oh, no. How is he going to get by with that? But no, he gets 2 years, $121 million. After acting like a lout over and over and over again. Embarrassing.
There's a new Superman movie coming out this summer, and I was seeing a news story about the all the movie trailers that will be seen this Sunday during the Super Bowl coverage, and people outraged that the Superman trailer will not be featured as part of the Super Bowl commercial milieu. The committee has decided this is a very good thing, Chad, because Superman has to be not only the most boring of all superhero stories.
Thank you.
It is also a character in a story that is insulting to the audience. It is an insult to American comic book and non-comic book heroes all around. Believing that a man could come from planet Krypton with all these incredible powers.
Is Cook in the room?
Flight.
I mean, what's happening?
No, here? I'm ripping Superman here. Cook would be defending. All these incredible powers, flight, strength, blah, blah, blah. All of that is far easier to believe the narrative that we push, that just because this 6'2", 220-pound Adonis, Trump-like figure of a man, oh, wait. He put on glasses, and he combed his hair differently, so no journalist at the Daily Planet could figure out the mystery. The mystery of why Clark Kent was never able to cover a big story. Superman, you know what? Superman's lame, and the story has always been about making the news media out to be bumbling morons, and we will not stand for it anymore.
Am I wrong?
Wow.
It's an attack on the media.
MAGA has been behind Superman the entire time.
That's possible. It's very possible. Tell me I'm wrong.
You put out such a great flaw in Superman. I mean, as Clark Kent, he looks pretty much identical to Superman, right?
He really much does. Like,
nothing...
You know, you take the curl, the little curl in the front of his hair, he pushes that back and puts on some Ray-Bans.
That's it.
Who is this guy? I don't know.
I've never recognized the guy before. And then let's be honest, every Superman, you know what his main superpower is? Dull. Dull.
Yes.
Boring.
That's exactly
not it. Captivating. Not interesting.
And like I said, you ask him to cover a big story. Oh, Clark's never available. Number one, how does he keep his job at the Daily Planet? And number two, did we ever ask questions?
No. No, you're right. It's been a master plan for the media to be brought down because of their stupidity, and it's slowly happening.
Yeah. Yeah. It's reached ahead here in 2025, and it's only getting worse.
Is this still Henry Cavill? Is he Superman still?
I think we got a new guy now.
We got a new guy?
Yeah, new blood. New generation of Superman.
New blood. When were we going to get a new James Bond, by the way?
I was reading about that the other day been obviously several years, not only since the last movie, but they still haven't figured out who it's going to be. This is quite a long Bond layoff.
I know I was going to say it doesn't matter as much as it did before, but think about the juice Daniel Craig brought to James Bond.
Those movies were the best. The best Bond movies. Don't give me your Sean Connery. Those were great, but Daniel Craig brought it up to a new notch.
I still probably lean Connery, but that's Daniel Craig. Yeah. Thank you. But Craig brought a lot to it. Just pick somebody. You're not trying to solve Ukraine-Russia at this point when you're picking the next James Bond. Let's go.
What if we pick somebody who's not got the British accent? Could McConaughey be Bond?
Why not Trump? I think Trump should be James Bond.
I want a little Bond. All right. James Bond.
All he does now, and that was pretty good, but it was very good. All he does now are very funny commercials.
Yeah. He and Woody Harrelson are great.
Yes, but the long one that's coming out in the Super Bowl, where he's tying the Super Bowl to food. I mean, you can see every commercial now if you want to. It's very funny. He's excellent at it. Very good job by the committee. Let's pause. Shaletta, next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.